But at the same time, he had to get rid of Fowler in such a way that no suspicion would be aroused. For in the aftermath of the robbery, Mr. Fowler would search his memory, and probably be questioned by the authorities, to uncover the least hint of irregularity that might explain who the robbers were. Mr. Fowler was still talking, but his focus was directed towards the girl, who gave every appearance of rapt and fascinated attention. "It's the most extraordinary luck running across Edward today. Do you travel this route often, Edward? I myself do it no more than once a month. And you, Miss Lawson?"
"I've been on a train before," the girl said, "but I never gone first class. And I'm a mistress. This time she buys me a first-class ticket, seeing as, you know."
"Oh, quite, quite," Fowler said in a hearty chin-up manner. "One must do all one can for one in time of stress. I must confess, I'm under no little stress myself this morning. Now, Edward here, he may have guessed the reason for my travel, and therefore my stress. Eh, Edward? Have you a guess?"
Pierce had not been listening. He was staring out of the window, considering how to get rid of Fowler in the remaining few minutes. He looked over at Fowler.
"Do you think your bags are safe?" he said.
"My bags? Bags? What? Oh, in my compartment.
I have no bags, Edward. I carry not so much as a case of briefs. Once in Folkestone, I shall remain there just 2 hours, hardly the space of time to take a meal or some refreshments, or smoke a cigar, before I'm back on the train, homeward bound."
Smoke a cigar, Pierce thought. Of course. He reached into his coat pocket and withdrew a long cigar, which he lit.
"Now then, dear girl," Fowler said, "our friend Edward here shall surely have surmised the purpose of my journey, but I fancy you are still in the dark."
The girl was, in fact, staring at Mr. Fowler with her mouth slightly open.
"The truth is that this is no ordinary train, and I am no ordinary passenger. On the contrary, I am the general manager of the banking firm of Huddleston and Bradford, Westminster. And today, aboard this very train, not 200 paces from us as we sit here, my firm has stored a quantity of gold bullion for shipment overseas to our brave troops. Can you imagine how much? No? Well, then, it's a quantity in excess of £12,000, my dear child."
"Cool," the girl exclaimed. And you're in charge of all that?"
"I am indeed."
Henry Fowler was looking plainly self-satisfied, and with reason. He had obviously overwhelmed the simple girl with his words, and she now regarded him with dizzy admiration. And perhaps more. She appeared to have entirely forgotten Pierce. That is, until Pierce's cigar smoke billowed in grey clouds within the compartment.